When friends are overemphasized, enemies also come to be overemphasized. When you are born, you do not know anyone, and no one knows you. Even though all of us equally want happiness and do not want suffering, you like the faces of some people and think, "These are my friends." And you dislike the faces of others and think, "These are my enemies." You affix identities and nicknames to them and end up practicing the generation of desire for the former and the generation of hatred for the latter. What value is there in this? None. The problem is that so much energy is being expended on concern for a level no deeper than the superficial affairs of this life. The profound loses out to the trivial. If you have not practiced, and on your dying day you are surrounded by sobbing friends and others involved in your affairs, instead of having someone who reminds you of virtuous practice, this will only bring trouble, and you will have brought it on yourself. Where does the fault lie? In not being mindful of impermanence. However, if you do not wait until the end for the knowledge that you will die to sink in, and you realistically assess your situation now, you will not be overwhelmed by superficial, temporary purposes. You will not neglect what matters in the long run. It is better to decide from the very beginning that you will die and investigate what is worthwhile. If you keep in mind how quickly this life disappears, you will value your time and do what is valuable. With a strong sense of the imminence of death, you will feel the need to engage in spiritual practice, in proving your mind, and you will not waste your time in various distractions ranging from eating and drinking to endless talk about war, romance, and gossip. All beings want happiness and do not want suffering. We use many levels of techniques for removing unwanted suffering in its superficial and deep forms. But it is mostly humans who engage in techniques in the earlier part of their lives to avoid suffering later on. Both those who do and do not practice religion seek over the course of their lives to lessen some sufferings and to remove others, sometimes even taking on pain as a means to overcome greater suffering and gain a measure of happiness. Everyone tries to remove superficial pain, but there is another class of techniques concerned with removing suffering on a deeper level, aiming at a minimum to diminish suffering in future lives, and beyond that, even to remove all forms of suffering for oneself as well as for all beings. Spiritual practice is of this deeper type.